So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie, pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
The Bird Show.
If you know your best friend's boyfriend has no intention of proposing anytime soon, but the best friend certainly thinks that he is, do you have a responsibility to tell her that or not? Which was really the question yesterday for Texting Tutor.
Yeah, so our Texting Tutor yesterday, Lauren hit us up and she's like, listen, my best friend has tasked me to help her boyfriend propose. She had hit him up numerous times via text and the dude was not responding. So of course Lauren was in panic mode and she's like, my friend, for whatever reason, has it in her head she's getting proposed to this weekend. And I have not heard a peep from her boyfriend. I have texted, double texted, triple texted. This dude has not gotten back to me, which makes me think he has gotten cold feet and he is not going to propose. So we texted with her friend. Lauren wanted to kind of manage her friend's expectations so she wasn't going to have her heart broken this weekend when she did not get proposed to. But we did our due diligence. Lauren let her know, I have not heard from your man. I just want you to know I'm not sure what's going on this weekend. And of course, her friend had all these excuses for her boyfriend. And she's like, oh, no, girl, I'm getting engaged this weekend. Don't worry about it. And we're all like, but the boyfriend hasn't reached out. So Lauren tried to let her friend know, hey, I don't really know what's going on. I don't think it's happening. But her friend just was... She's in the DeLulu engagement land.
Yeah, she's walking down DeLulu Lane.
Mm-hmm. And I think your guy's suggestion to her yesterday was start hounding this guy to get some kind of response because he wasn't reacting at all. Ghosted her.
I was like, she should show up to his office, knock on the door and be like, hey, buddy, let's get lunch. If you're going to ignore me, then I'm going to show up and go crazy.
Hey, Lauren.
Hey, guys.
Hey, welcome back. All right, so what's happened the last 24?
So I finally got a text back from the boyfriend. Like, I'm super excited. Start off casual. And then he said, hey, Lauren, I actually do need your help this weekend. I'm proposing.
Wait.
Okay, hold on a second. Yeah. So
this is such a dude.
So after we got done talking to you, did you start texting him and then he responds now?
Yeah, like on the hour, every hour I was texting him and he finally texted me back and I was like floored. Because like I told you guys and I told my friend yesterday, like it isn't happening. Turns out. He's been planning this for weeks, purposely kept it from me because he didn't want to put me in like an awkward position of keeping such a huge secret. So now with the proposal set for this weekend, he needs my help to pull it off.
Okay, this guy's an idiot. Like, no offense, but this guy's an idiot because one, your friend enlisted you to help with the engagement, right? And he knew that. So why he would keep it from you, I have no idea. Now homeboy is coming to you literally in the 11th hour asking for your help when you could have been helping for weeks. Like, my dude, you don't hit me up like 48 hours before the proposal and be like, oh yeah, by the way, I need your help.
Okay, I'm just going to play defense attorney for a second.
No, he's an idiot. Case closed.
Okay. Slam shut. I can understand what his thinking was. It's just that he wanted the proposal to be a surprise. Even though she was supposed to help, he thought, if I give her all the details, I'm not sure she's going to tell the best friend that it's happening this weekend, and I don't want that. That's the only defense I got.
I get this as a control freak, but I also feel like if I was a guy and I was proposing to the love of my life and my best friend, I would want to take all the ownership over that. I don't want her friends involved. I don't want her family involved unless we're doing like a party afterwards. But in terms of like the actual planning, the onus is on me. So maybe he felt a little overwhelmed with this girl texting him, trying to like, you know, figure out how to make the plans work or whatever. And he's like, no, this is my proposal. I'm gonna handle it. And if I need help, I'll hit you up 2 days before.
No, I see. But you know who's overwhelmed now? me, aka Lauren, because I am a planner. And, you know, now the stuff that you're going to get on Amazon Prime is not going to be like it's going to be the bottom of the barrel stuff, because it's the stuff that you can only get delivered in a short period of time. I have a life too, you know. I can't dedicate every single ounce of my being to this engagement. You should have given me more time so I could properly help you with an engagement that is worthy of my best friend. What are you doing?
Now, as the defense attorney, when I hear your case, I walk out of the courtroom because you're right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So in this case now, Lauren, so he's hitting you up. He's like, oh my God, now I'm in a panic. Now I really need your help. You're supposed to drop everything, and now you're supposed to help him, even though you've already texted your best friend and said it's not happening this weekend, which is good. Which is good, because he wanted it to be a total surprise, which it is absolutely going to be. It correct? Is. Right?
Exactly. It is. You're right.
I may be projecting, mm-hmm. Lauren, on a scale of 1 to 10, how overwhelmed and annoyed are you with your friend's boyfriend, soon-to-be fiancé?
I mean, I'm pretty annoyed, okay. But I'm also really excited for her.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good.
So what's,
I want to make sure he knows that I'm annoyed.
So what's his plan? What does he have you doing?
So he's got a plan to do it on a rooftop at this restaurant where they had their first date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he's like arranged for the whole rooftop to be private for like just them.
Okay. I guess that's nice.
Okay, come on, Richie, Rich. All right.
And he asked me to help with like decorations. He wants fairy lights, flowers, you know, the works, and for me to be an undercover photographer type to capture the proposal, but like not be seen, you know, like kind of in the background.
That's a flaw right there.
Uh-huh.
I'm seeing a flaw.
That's exactly how I felt, because my brother asked me to be the undercover photographer. And I think it's hard to wrap your mind about how much of a high pressure situation that is until you're there, because all you're thinking about this all day. And then all of a sudden they just show up. And what if your settings aren't right? What if the flash goes off? If I was you, I would outsource that.
Yeah, I think you can recruit like a manager or a server or somebody. All they need is a phone, right?
You need a professional photographer, but you know what's going to be hard to find in 48 hours?
A professional photographer!
Well, I happen to be dating one. But she's busy.
Yeah, I know.
She's got things to do. Because you got to hard launch the engagement, and you don't want to do it with some like random photo that was taken off from a distance and it's a little blurry because you had your finger over the lens and now it's a little smudged.
Isn't she partying with you tonight?
Yes, she is.
Okay, but this is until Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So you've now got to find a photographer. I think you really need to listen to Abby's advice on that one and get somebody that is, outsource that.
Okay. And you are a part of it. Does he also want like after the engagement for like her family and friends to roll out? So then you have like a rooftop restaurant party. Like, are you also responsible for enlightening everybody to what's going down tomorrow?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's a lot of pressure. Yeah, this guy is a D-bag. Or it's D-bag behavior.
It's just selfish. He's oblivious.
Maybe that's how we
just
are.
Just dumb, because, I mean, you're thinking a friend can do it, but I'm like, at night with fairy lights, that's really going to mess with your set. It's just a lack of not knowing, right?
But you have to know there's so many things on the to-do list, and to throw it at her last minute is putting a lot on her plate in 48 hours, man.
I genuinely, I can't believe I'm sticking up for him. I genuinely just don't think that... I think it's a dude thing. I think some people just don't understand how much time it takes to set up fairy lights, to book a photographer. That costs money.
Yeah.
They think it's easy.
Yeah, I'm kind of that guy also. Like, how hard can this be? Here's my big idea.
We are aware. Right. Where are you aware? Nobody's more aware of that than Tommy and I.
All right, Lauren. So it's happening on Saturday. Now you got to get all this stuff done.
Tomorrow. It's happening tomorrow.
Yeah, today's Friday, right. Tomorrow. At the end of the day, this does work out well, because she is going to be completely surprised, because you told her unknowingly you were part of the surprise. So you have sort of helped this case, right?
No, the bride saw this coming. No one is more surprised than Lauren. And us.
All right, Lauren, good luck tomorrow. Uh-huh. Any other last advice for her?
Godspeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just Venmo somebody to do all the work.
Seriously. All right. Let's talk to you on Monday and find out how it all went, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. Good luck tomorrow, as Kristen said. Tomorrow!
Thanks, guys.
The Burt Show.
So I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Ooh,
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.